Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Greetings, adventurers. Today we're excited to introduce you to a new story, Dark Dice, a horror podcast that blurs the line between actual play and audio drama, where the story is determined by the roll of the dice. Six adventurers embark on a journey into the ruinous domain of the Nameless God. They will never be the same again. One of the players is not what they seem after a doppelganger, a creature that can assume the form and voice of whatever it kills, infiltrates the team. As the players are picked off and replaced one at a time, can they figure out who the monster is before it's too late? Can you? Here's a quick example of what our show sounds like.
The shambler with the jar of liquid inside of him.
Soren Arkwright let loose an arrow that cracked the glass, passing through the spine of the creature. The shambler still managed to maintain its forward momentum, but stumbled as it eagerly tried to bite and swipe at Soren, landing near his feet.
As Jeff Goldblum has now joined our cast, Dark Dice is available however you listen to podcasts.
Hey everyone, it's Travis.
And Caitlin from Fool and Scholar Productions. Thank you for joining us for the story of Croxmont. This is the first of many stories we intend to tell in the Don't Mind podcast feed. The next story, which is entirely unrelated to our favorite English village, will be premiering next spring right here, brought to you by the same creative team, myself and Travis. In addition to preparing and producing that story, we're also working on a new adventure you can enjoy with your entire family, The Boar Knight, a story about a heroic boar doing good deeds as he crosses through a fantasy world with his companions. We will be releasing a new episode of The Boar Knight every 2 weeks while we prepare for Don't Mind's new season, so we hope it brings you something to smile about until then.
Speaking of which, a final reminder that we are a very small team and that your support on our Patreon goes a long way toward helping us keep the lights on and maintain the quality of shows that you're accustomed to. We wanted to quickly give a special thanks to some of our top patrons, without whom this story simply would not be possible. Aaron Wharton, Ada Frog, Adriana Veloz, Amy Harper, Alex Corcoran, Amanda Roni Adenga, Andromeda, Andrew Roper, Anthony Gaba, Anti Specs, Ari the Foxkit, Aubrey Deeren, Bjorn Peterson, Brian Hancock, Caleb Gilbert, Chi the Mermaid Hunter, Colton J, Daddy Cupcake, Daniel Stewart, Kathy Deadly Blonde Robinson, Deborah Kennedy, Dennis Turgenov, Dylan Scott, Duckmoo, Ellen DeDangerous, Evan Nugent, Garish Balasubramaniam, Grumposaurus, Haley Daniel, Hannah Wusso, Hollow Ripper, Ian McConnell, Jack Grant, Jack Revel, James Mahaffey, Juanicio Guzman Medina, Jerry Bookhammer, Jillian Jacobo, Joe Toloche, Jomo, Josh McDougall, Jonathan Brooker, Kat Sanzo, Kate Carter, Vatinka Van S, Kevin Roberts, Larissa, Larry Dickerson, Lost with Two Faces, Marcus Larson, Mark Maria, Marshall Mintz, Matt Schnabel, Michelle Alish, Mr. Book, Nick from Texas, Nightstick, Nika, Noir, Peter Lilyvold, PJ Preston, Phil Griffin, Mike Brown, The Skarksons, Ricky, Swansong, Tengri Khan, The King of Hypocrites, Trevin Childers, Wyatt Denman, Will Sohn, and Yonv. Thank you for helping us bring Don't Mind to life. Thank you for listening.
And enjoy this episode of Don't Mind Croxmont. Previously on Don't Mind Croxmont. Dr. Kingston, alone in the car, was abducted by Croxmont villagers while Neil confronted Colin in the orchard. Deceived by his brother, Neil was overpowered and drugged only to wake up in an unknown room along with Gwen. After awaking, Gwen and Neil were surprised by Adelaide Birch, who returned to Croxmont to help Gwen. Adelaide explained that the fungus monstrosity known as Old Croxmont was the villagers' version of an afterlife, a collective memory stretching back thousands of years, but with several life-altering side effects. Colin explained his inability to leave Croxmont now that the fungus had taken root in his brain, and soon after they were told to prepare for meeting the village elders. And now for the final episode of Don't Mind Croxmont.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Hey, lady! Get out of the road!
Hello, are you okay? Come with me to the pavement.
Yeah.
Miss? Miss?
Hello?
Hello. Are you okay?
Do I know you?
No, I'm Jess. You were standing in the middle of the crossing, even though the lights had changed.
Oh.
Do you know where you are?
I'm in Canterbury.
Good. Do you need to sit down?
Yeah, maybe for a moment.
Okay, over here. Come on, take a seat.
Mm-hmm.
Are you okay? That could have been dangerous.
What could have been?
Standing in the road like that. Are you sure you're okay?
Oh, yeah, I'm fine. I just couldn't think. Do you have the time?
It's 7:45. Were you headed somewhere?
I'm walking to the hospital.
The hospital?
Mm-hmm.
How about I walk with you there? Then I'll have to go catch the bus or I'll be late for work.
Where do you work?
The Cafe Nero near St. George's Tower.
Oh, Cafe Nero. Oh, I could go for a coffee.
What were you doing standing in the middle of the road?
I couldn't remember where I was going for a moment. Just slipped my mind. Yeah, I'm fine now, but thank you for your help. You really don't need to walk with me all the way there. I know how to get to the hospital. And I don't want you to miss your bus.
Are you sure? I really don't mind. The hospital's just there.
I know. That's why you've no need to worry. Thank you for your help.
All right. If you insist. Take care now.
Mm-hmm. Good morning.
Morning, Dr. Kingston.
Morning.
Good morning.
Tea's in the pot? and the charts are on your desk.
I need coffee.
Sure, but it's cold and about 4 hours old now. The perfect gift from the last shift.
Anything else I need to know?
Jacob left all the paperwork waiting for your signature on your desk, on top of the charts, so do those first. Mr. Goddard's lab results came back and everything looks fine, but please take a look.
So Colin went back to the village?
For now. Poor dear looked tired, and he can't be away for long. I spoke with Mary about putting him up at the inn after the festival, until we can find him a proper place in Croxmont.
Just how far are we going?
This is it. We won't bring you any closer than this.
Thank you, Roger.
Watch your step.
Thank you.
Well, who are these people?
Those elected by our village to preserve our safety and our secret. Everyone in the village will be informed in the end, but for now we must deal with this quickly and quietly. This is William Burden.
Hello, Dr. Kingston.
Margaret Moss.
Hello.
And you know my cousin Mary.
Hello again, dears.
Roger, representing the Allhill family, as he's closest to this situation and the rest of his lot are busy with the festival.
And him?
I'm here to make sure you don't do anything stupid.
I think there's a bit of a worry, Neil, since the attempted fire.
Right.
Please take a seat, and we can begin.
Our hope here is to discuss the events that brought you both here and to work out a path forward. But most importantly, we are responsible for our people and their safety. We have to protect Croxmont, our families, and our afterlife.
How are you going to take care of Colin?
Your brother will have a home here in Croxmont. Given his circumstances, we are happy to have him stay.
That's great and all, but what if Colin doesn't want to stay? You talk about it as a foreign thing that replaces your brain. How much of Colin will be left? Colin's an addict, and for all I know, you have him hooked on this thing. He doesn't deserve to be stuck here. He just got his life back. Now what? He's dependent again?
It's already too late for him to separate himself from Croxmont. The choice is a moot point. He stays. But you should understand that old Croxmont has no effect on his other choices or his feelings. It's not a substance to be abused. It gives no highs or lows.
Focus less on protecting Colin and more on encouraging him. Life here can be wonderful. Calm, peaceful, with a strong community. We understand your worry. We want to protect our family as strongly as you do yours. But Colin is our family now. We will watch over him. He will never be alone again.
Neil, do you mind if I ask some questions concerning Colin?
No, go ahead. I would want to know.
How does Colin connect you to old Croxmont? I understand that due to his lasting neural damage, he was affected quickly. But how does it differ from the residents of Croxmont? What does he give you that you need?
Colin is what we call a tie. Due to the damage, he will have clusters of growth filling in the most damaged parts of the brain. These clusters do not arise in our normal residents.
Right now, he can see memories in his sleep and hear old Croxmont speaking to him. The longer he stays, the easier it'll be for him to communicate with it freely, transferring knowledge from old Croxmont to us and the other way around.
But can he control it? Or does it just happen?
The last Tai said it was like picking up phone calls. But she'd never picked up more than a handful in her lifetime.
So get one of your own to be a Tai.
We would never force someone to go through something so terrible just to create the opportunity of a Tai.
Terrible? The drug addiction. You would have to create an opportunity for it through something like brain damage or disease. Yeah, okay. But why do you even need a tie? It seems like you've got a pretty good handle on all of this already.
Our communication with old Croxmont is weak, lacking since our last tie passed. The ability to access all the collective memories of all Crooksmont and their guidance does not become available to us until we pass on, so to speak, and join all Crooksmont. Before that, we've got nothing but the physical attributes.
What William is trying to say is that we cannot speak to old Crooksmont on our own. The tie is our only way.
We've been trying to devise a way to communicate more clearly without a tie. Our most recent attempts have been to interpret the old Crooksmont biofeedback using a synthesizer, in effect, to give it a voice.
Ah, those are the wires we saw in the tunnels.
Okay, but if the system is so delicate, why have a festival at all? If this is so dangerous, why bring people in? Why not just get rid of us?
Don't give them ideas, Gwen.
We aren't killers. We just want to protect our home and our way of life.
We don't hate outsiders, but we can't share old Crooksmont with everyone. Many would react as Neil did and would not be able to stop every attempt to hurt us.
In fact, on the rare occasion that someone from the outside does join us, like our fine constable here, we're ecstatic.
Imagine being stuck in this place for centuries on end. New people mean new memories. Old Crooksmont loves and greatly enjoys the rare times when someone joins us from afar, and to an extent we encourage bringing people in. New experiences, new places, new lives. A whole set of memories outside of Crooksmont.
Another reason we are glad to let Colin into our family.
But Adelaide, you left.
I'm getting on in years. I thought I could get away with one more trip out of the village, just to see the White Cliffs before I settled in for good. Simple little mistake. I ran out of my capsules before getting home.
We got a call from Adelaide. She was very confused and couldn't tell us where she was. We spent a few months looking for her, checking medical facilities between here and Dover. Once we found her, Edith went down on a short trip to deliver the needed supplies.
Capsules?
Yes. Before the invention of penicillin, we didn't have much scientific knowledge about old Crooksmont. We knew it was a fungus, so we looked at what they had done with penicillin and attempted to replicate it with old Crooksmont. It took some time, but we succeeded in creating a very simple capsule. Afterwards, we began to experiment and realised we were able to leave the village for up to a month at a time, but mental acuity drops over the duration of use, even with the capsules, until eventually the spores alone are no longer effective.
So what you brought Adelaide was just a capsule of spores? If the effectiveness drops over the duration of use, how did she recover so quickly?
No. What Edith had to do was terrible and dangerous, but thankfully Adelaide won't remember it. We sent Edith with an active section of the mycelium, which she stuck into Adelaide's nose. Forcibly. It is not pleasant.
Thankfully, I don't remember that, but I do remember having jam and scones. By the time I arrived last night, I knew I was already beginning to slip away. And now I feel like myself again. But those months will always be missing.
So, you developed a way to leave the village for a while.
Explains all the draft dodging and stuff.
But it could work. This is it. There is some part of old Crooksmont, some chemical or some reaction, some cure we could bring out. It could save us, like it saved you. How does it feel to get it all back?
I got my childhood back first. Strange how it works, really. It felt good to have everything so clear. The bees in the orchard, the smell of the wind in spring. But when I recalled the survey in old Crooksmont, there was a flood of love and sadness. I wanted to return home. I wanted to see my family and live my life in the orchards I love. But to remember the limit put on my life, that was a sadness I would have preferred gone. There are always things you want to change about your life, but I have no regrets. And when I got the call and heard you were in Crooksmont, I needed to be sure of your safety.
So, if you just, like, collected tourists from across England, brought them here for long enough, and then killed them or fed them to old Crooksmont, you could get their memories.
We don't kidnap or kill people. Usually.
We do not. Collins' brief detention was a reaction to unfortunate occurrence, which grew into more under exceptional circumstances.
As long as Collins forgiven you, fine. He seemed pretty damn adamant that it wasn't the worst place he ever slept.
So we could study it. We should study it. Does it have to remain a secret? Perhaps we could find a way to isolate it. I could work to keep old Crooksmont and you safe. We could use the fungus behind old Crooksmont, the science, to help thousands. We could find a cure for a myriad of neurological degenerative disorders and more. We don't even know the extent, the scope of such a thing. There are possibilities beyond Crooksmont, beyond the people here, for people like me, like Colin. Alzheimer's, Huntington's, Parkinson's, substance abuse, possibly even traumatic damage. The list goes on. We don't know until we try.
Old Crooksmont is a complex and delicate system.
We don't know if it can be used that way, or if it can sustain itself at such a size.
That thing would be a plague on this world. Didn't you see it? It's rotting people, decaying people, alive.
But the hope would be to remove the need for direct exposure to the living old Crooksmont fungus, to isolate the chemicals and biological elements that give it its healing properties.
And if it is impossible, if the cure cannot be separate from the consciousness, would you still choose old Crooksmont? To live a long, healthy life, free from the worry of losing yourself, but with the slow decay into the earth below at the end of it all. To endure forever in the mind of old Crooksmont. Would you choose us?
I don't know. I would be making a choice out of fear. Losing my life, my mind, my memories, everything. So which fate is palatable? Allow me to study it. Give me the opportunity. If I lived to 140 and strove every day to find that cure or some salvation for others, then such a fate would be worth it.
We tried to study it in the 80s with no success. We had neither the expertise nor the newest equipment.
The medical science has come a long way in the last four decades. Our understanding of genetic transformation systems is wholly renewed, of gene function and cloning. Our ability to sequence the fungal genome, any genome, is now astonishing. CRISPR technologies have advanced so much recently. We can't overlook this new opportunity.
Out of the question.
Why so?
Times change, Roger.
It is a possibility we should take into serious consideration. If we want to know more about ourselves and our community, we need to be open to this.
It is not for us to decide. It will be the choice of old Crooksmont and all those who have come before.
Yes, ask. Ask old Crooksmont. I will take every precaution. I've worked in research before. I know what to do. You have a doctor here. But if I return to my hospital, I'd have access to a lab.
No. She can't take samples from the village. It's too dangerous. We can't risk the exposure.
It would never be traced back here.
You traced it back here.
Stop. There is no reason to debate this until old Crooksmont has been informed and a decision has been made. Thankfully, with Colin here, it should not take more than a week or so for us to come to a decision.
But even before that, we must worry about trust. How do we know Dr. Kingston will not expose us?
I saw old Crooksmont moving. I saw those people half collapsed into the walls. But I also understand your position here, your families. I will not compromise your safety, and I would not want to defend my sanity if I were to claim something terrible lived beneath these hills. Crooksmont's secret has nothing to fear from me. If I get to research this, I will tell you first and foremost when I learn anything. I'll work alongside your doctor if you wish.
No, stop. Trust? How can we believe that thing down there isn't just looking for some way to, like, grow and start eating the whole of London?
London?
I don't know, Manchester, somewhere big.
We have no such intentions. We only want to be here, in our home, so our way of life can continue.
We're more worried about you. The mouthy American who can't keep his trap shut.
I would never do anything to endanger Colin. If he's here, if he's safe, then no one has to know. And not just because I'm terrified of being stuck here long enough to become part of that. But if Colin ever tells me that something's going on here...
Speak to your brother again, dear, before you begin making threats you may regret.
Fine.
So what do you choose?
What do you mean?
Do you want to stay in Crooksmont with your brother? Or leave?
Staying here was never an option. I'm going home. I'm going home without him. I mean, I don't want this. I don't want to be part of that. But I can always come see him, right?
Of course, dear.
And you, Doctor?
If I am permitted to study the old Crooksmont fungus, I need to leave. There are labs with much better equipment than Crooksmont has available.
And your disease?
I've had fewer episodes since arriving in Crooksmont. Coming up here so quickly with such limited evidence was a desperate act. But I don't know how much longer I'll be able to continue my life as it's been. But until I am no longer able, I will keep looking for a cure, a preventative. So, please, ask old Crooksmont. And if you can communicate my sincerity, I am sure we will see more of each other in the future.
Do you have any further questions before we return to the festival?
Yeah. Hey.
What?
Did you really choose to come here?
Yes. I didn't lie when I told you before. I fell in love with a woman from Crooksmont, and I moved here to be with her. My Annie told me everything, and I made my choice. And usually, this is a happy, sleepy little village with few problems. A very relaxing job.
The local teenager, who was murdered in the 1920s. Did her death have to do with old Crooksmont?
Sadly so. A situation not unlike our constables here. But the love was not strong enough to overcome the fear. Zelda Moss fell in love with a boy from Leeds. He'd been working in Darlington, and they met when she helped deliver plums into town. After a few months, during the festival, Zelda told him about old Crooksmont. But when she did, he did not accept it. Became terrified. He killed her then and there. Then fled.
What happened to him?
Well, I heard just the very next day he choked on a plum pit. Didn't have time to tell a soul.
You said you don't kill people.
We prefer not to.
It seems our discussion has come to an end for now.
That's it?
Did you want us to throw you back in the cage?
No, I'm good.
Gwen, if you do not intend to stay here, you must leave. Here are the keys to your car. Please, go home. We will reach out to you in a few days after we speak with our tie to old Crooksmont.
It's been lovely talking to you, dear, but I'm rather keen to get back to the festival.
So, I just leave? With everything I saw? How do I just drive away?
And me? I'm not leaving until I speak to Colin.
We expected as much. We can bring Colin out to see you, to make your goodbye.
When you're ready, Neil, I can drive you to the airport on my way home.
Right. Home. Let me see Colin. Are you okay?
Yeah, I was having a pretty good nap before they came to get me. I was having this memory about riding a horse. It was amazing. How are you? Did you talk to the council? Oh, hey, Gwen.
Hello, Colin.
We did. Colin, you know you can trust me with anything. After everything we've gone through together, I really hope you know that. So I need you to tell me. Do you really want to stay here?
Yes. I know this wasn't the intention of the trip, or maybe it was, to feel like I finally deserve better. Deserve anything, for that matter. Well, I've realized I do. The people here, they already care about me. It feels like I found a family, and not just a circle at my NA meetings. It's complicated, but now that I've been having these memories, there's been more for me to be hopeful about. And I don't feel judged for what I did or who I am. This is my restart.
With that thing down there?
Okay, yeah. It looks terrible, but if you can see past that and imagine the future for a moment. I've never been a religious guy, even after all those meetings in rehab, but this is a real afterlife. With love and communication and lives to explore. I've seen it. I can feel it. It's real. I'm staying, Neil.
You really are.
Yeah. Sorry. I will always be thankful for what you've done for me.
Well, I think I finally got you out of my hair. You get a nice little cottage in one of those festival pins, right? And you have to keep me updated, okay? If shit goes down, you call me.
I know.
I didn't think I'd be going back alone. I'm really glad I found you, though.
If you miss me, you know where to find me. I know you can always come visit, if only for a short while. I hear this place throws a pretty good festival every year.
Yeah. Bye, Colin.
Bye, Neil.
It was nice to meet you, Colin.
You too. Thanks for helping Neil out. And hey, who knows? We may be seeing more of each other.
I already told Neil I'd keep an eye on you, so put in a good word for me with old Crooksmont. Goodbye for now. Ready?
Yeah.
Got this.
Plum wine? I can't take this on the plane.
Sir Gwen, from what I gathered, she owed someone a bottle.
Thank you, Colin. And I hope to hear from you again. Very soon?
Now go, before I get all embarrassingly emotional around my new friends. Drive safe.
Careful! I heard too many plums can give you the shits!
Don't Mind Crooksmont was written by K.A. Statz and produced by Travis Vengroff, starring Adjoa Ando as Dr. Gwen Kingston, Daniel Demarin as Neil Mitchell, Preston Young as Colin Mitchell, and Erica Sanderson as Adelaide Birch. This has been a Fool and Scholar production.
Hey, Colin. Merry early Christmas, man. How are you?
Hey, things are going great. I wanted to call before you had to head to work and before it got too late here.
Yeah, I'm just getting ready to head out the door, but what's up? How's the new flat treating you?
It's nice. Small, but really nice. I don't spend a lot of time there anyways. See the orchard, library, or pub. Still in the wagon, but everyone hangs out there, so it's fun.
Send me pictures when you can. I'd love to see it. Any luck getting the internet hooked up?
For games? No, not yet. I'm working on it. So, hey, I called because I wanted to tell you something.
Sure. What's up? Everything still okay?
Well, kinda, but you see, we're getting married.
What?
Yeah, man. I asked Winifred last night and she said yes.
Hello, Neil.
Hey, Winnie! Congratulations! Seriously, Colin, I'm happy for you. You too, Winnie, but you're getting the short end of this deal.
Thank you.
You're the first person we've told and we haven't set a date yet. Well, except Winnie's parents, of course. But we'll let you know the details when we work it all out. So get to work. I'll text you later about everything. Miss you, bro.
Miss you too. Congrats. And we'll talk later.
Well, I'm glad you're settling in. But more so, I think this was the right choice for you to make.
I enjoy it. The position is fulfilling and I have time between larger projects to work on my own research. Nothing's come of it yet, but I'll keep at it.
I know you enjoyed working directly with patients and I understand that it's fulfilling, but research is just as important. And there's no danger to anyone now.
You don't have to console me, Taylor. I'm happy with my choice. But it was really nice of you to stop by.
Speaking of which, it's time for me to get moving. My shift starts soon and I still need to pop into the bank. You seem happier here.
I am. Take care, Taylor. I'll see you soon.
Leaving already?
Taylor. This is Dr. Erin Daneker. Erin, this is Taylor Mallory, a friend from when I worked at the hospital.
Oh, well... I would very much like to stay and chat with you, but I really have to go. But I am sure that I'll see you around.
Call me.
Have a seat, Erin. Sit. Join me.
Thank you. She seems nice.
She is. And she is, she's serious about that call if you're interested. I'll give you her number.
I'll think about it. Have you tried out the new cafe cart yet? It's good, but I don't think any of the baristas know how to use the milk steamer yet.
No, but I bring my own drinks anyway.
Oh? What's that?
This is some plum juice. I'm watching my caffeine intake these days.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.